KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your noon news.
It is 83 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. It is Monday. We are back from your long holiday weekend. Hope it was a great one. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Our top local stories this hour. Dozens of arrests over the holiday weekend. Coming up, what the NHP took drivers into custody for. Was there a teen takeover in Tahoe? Placer County Sheriff's Office taking no chances. Directly ahead, which beaches they closed over the 4th of July weekend. And fireworks go. Several shows around the area on the way. Which show had something of a hiccup? It's our top local story. We begin with breaking news. More than 4,800 people are without power in Northwest Reno this hour. NV Energy says the outage is happening right now in the area of Las Brisas and North McCarran Boulevard. It was first reported around 9:30 this morning. We have no ETA on when things will be back on. The cause of this power failure under investigation. We're following this and much more on the KKFT News at Noon. And now with more, let's head right over and say good afternoon to Jerry.
Hello, Greg, and good afternoon to you. It is Monday, July 6th. The Monday after a three-day, for some, big 250th birthday celebration for America, the 25th anniversary for Fernley, and a big weekend there as well. The Weekend with John Potter broadcast from Fernley on Saturday. Near perfect weather for the 4th, a little cloudy and cooler yesterday, and a few sprinkles even. We've got a warm week coming up. We'll get you caught up on the news today and this week. Local sports with Craig Swope. The Tahoe Celebrity Golf Tourney gets underway on Wednesday of this week. That and more all coming up in the next hour. It's the Noon News. And here's Greg Neft with more at 12:08.
All right, thank you, Jerry, and here's what's happening. Was there a teen takeover in Tahoe? Well, it was an early shutdown for several Lake Tahoe beaches over the 4th of July holiday because of large groups of teens gathering there that afternoon. Placer County closing Lake Forest, Skylandia, and Bristlecone beaches. Neighbors said there was underage drinking, widespread littering, and significant traffic impacts in the area. Things were back to normal on Sunday. Keep Tahoe Blue was out in force on Sunday, cleaning up after the mess. They said they had a number of people, volunteers mostly, hit the beaches and make sure that those beaches remain pristine. Well, by the numbers, 30 arrests statewide for the NHP over the holiday weekend. 776 traffic stops were conducted. 554 tickets were issued, and of the arrests, 20 of those were made for DUI offenses. Fireworks were plenty over the holiday weekend, and most went off without a hitch. There is word that there was something of a hiccup at one Lyon County fireworks show in Fernley. A misfire near the ground accidentally sparked several small spot fires there. Apparently, some of the fireworks, maybe the majority of them, went off at once. North Lyon Fire was right there to get things under control. The show continued later on. No one was hurt. Another brush fire, this time right near the GSR show in Reno. The blaze broke out at near Grand Bay Saturday night around 9 p.m., and right now, it's not clear if anyone was hurt from that misfire. Holiday greetings from one Nevada senator.
I am so excited to celebrate our country's 250th anniversary with our friends and families here in Nevada. I hope you all have a great and safe holiday. Happy 4th.
Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, among other Nevada leaders, celebrating the 4th of July. FM News Talk Election Center, Governor Lombardo has a few new supporters in his reelection bid, and they come from a surprising place.
I'm a Democrat, and I'm supporting Governor Joe Lombardo.
Not because we agree on everything, but because Nevada's future is bigger than politics.
At a time when so many politicians are focused on scoring points, Governor Lombardo has focused on solving problems.
He's shown that real leadership isn't about party labels. It's about bringing people together.
And that is the governor's reelection campaign introducing Democrats for Lombardo. They even have their own website. The governor says he's honored to have them on board, even if they don't agree with everything he's doing. Other news, taking on street racing takeovers and sideshows in Reno.
We historically see an increase in these events during summer months while kids are out of school, which is why our agencies are taking proactive approaches to coordinate enforcement, deterrence, and our community awareness.
Reno Police Chief Corey Selfarino says these are not victimless crimes.
We've seen that these activities are not harmless entertainment. They create dangerous conditions for participants, for spectators, and for innocent motorists, nearby residents, and for our first responder community.
Self-Reno urging you to report what you see on social media about these events so police can stop them. Well, money coming in from the federal government to help seniors live a better life right here in Northern Nevada.
Eight Nevada nonprofits are getting a total of almost $100,000 to help improve residents' quality of life. Nationally, the program will fund 750 quick action projects for a total of more than $8 million. Jolene Cook with Reno Food Systems says her organization will put the funds toward new fruit trees and fencing at the Paradise Park Community Orchard. A similar grant in 2024 helped create the nearby community garden.
We're really building a very tangible, authentic community, and that takes consistent, sustainable funds. It just continues our ability to show up in these spaces in this community.
The grants will also help the Northern Nevada Center for Healthy Aging provide more rental assistance. I'm Suzanne Potter.
A rebate of several thousand dollars on electric cars is coming back in California.
If the high price of gas wasn't already a good reason to check out an electric car, a federal rebate of $7,500 was a pretty tempting incentive. That expired last year, but now California is bringing a smaller version of it back. In the new state budget, there's $135 million set aside for a rebate of $3,500 on new EVs and $1,750 on used ones, with a bunch of restrictions, like it's only available for first-time EV buyers. Car companies will also chip in to cover the cost of the rebate. I'm Jason Athenson.
Discount summer Disneyland tickets appear to be all but gone.
It was a cheaper way to spend a summer evening at Disneyland. The $59 tickets went on sale last week and were good only for certain days and evening hours from July 12th through August 5th, and only for Disneyland or Disney California Adventure. Those tickets are now unavailable on the park's website. Disney hasn't said how many were sold. And while it was a cheaper way overall to get into the parks, because the hours were limited, the discount tickets actually cost more per hour than regular tickets. I'm Jason Athenson.
From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's head right back over to Jerry.
Well, it's a busy weekend for the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, which reported 33 arrests, 101 citations, towing 14 vehicles, and conducting 252 traffic stops. The majority of those occurred in Tahoe. 89 motorists were cited, according to Sheriff Dan Coverley. Commuters and retailers, including one of our advertisers, Red Wing Shoes on East William Street between Carson and Roop Streets in Carson City, are happy that the first section has reopened with all new pavement and some new light posts. That portion was completely shut down while crews finished up and while there is still work being done in the area and the rest of East William Street as the Complete Streets project continues. The road is once again drivable, and lines have been painted, and businesses that were challenged, to say the least, are glad that all of that is over. Get the FM Talk app, and you can use it like an alarm clock. Just set the time, and you can wake up to coast. If you're an early, early riser, Fox News Rundown, 5 to 6 a.m., or Armstrong and Getty after 6 a.m., and yes, they will be back tomorrow, live on 99.1 and 92.3 FM. Northern Nevada and Reno experiencing a stretch of seasonable summer weather with Monday highs today in the low to mid-90s. Expect triple-digit temperatures possibly later in the week. Northern Nevada traffic and weather together here on the Noon News. It is 12:14.
Now, a check on traffic on your Noon News, KKFT.
The closest thing we have to any kind of issues on the road is up in Incline Village, specifically at State Route 28 at Washoe, mile marker 2. We had one there last week. Fortunately, this is just a broken down vehicle, but it's a bit of a headache to get around. In Reno, Sparks, Carson City, we're moving along pretty darn well. And let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel royalty. I pay more in Carson or Reno. Only 99 greenbacks at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 83 degrees in Sparks, 82 in Carson City, 81 in Wellington, 71 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
A very typical July day. We have low to mid 90 degree readings through the region. Going to warm just a little bit by the end of the week to the mid 90s, but by Sunday and Monday, we could drop back into the 80s. Weak cold front appears to be moving our way. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Guy Benson comes up at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR. George & Sons Garage Doors.
99.1 FM Talk.
ABC News. You're the entertainment for morons.
Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network.
A cure for fake news syndrome.
ABC is the worst newscast of any newscast by far.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business.
ABC News, please.
99.1 and 92.3 FM News. Talk. Truth. Truth.
Anti-aging medicine. Does it exist? A fountain of youth? Well, if you're tired of all the Jell-O and vinegar miracle cures from charlatans popping up on your phone and you want real information, go to antiagingmedicine, that's all one word, .com. It's a website with answers to your health questions. Topics about ADD, ADHD, the big C, cancer, diabetes, Crohn's, menopause, heart disease, chronic pain, and sciatica. They specialize in treatments for weight loss, depression, hormone replacement, and aesthetic procedures. It's a lot, but you'll find antiagingmedicine.com is easy to navigate. You don't have to continue suffering from chronic illness or complicated conditions. There is hope. Please check out antiagingmedicine.com because there's way too much information to fit in this message. You are unique, and satisfaction to fit your needs is what you encounter there. Antiagingmedicine.com.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
It was a full day of getting trash out from Tahoe beaches yesterday. I'm John Potter for the new news. Cleanup crews included a dive team that dredged out debris just south of the fireworks barge near Nevada Beach. On the beach, they described a post-party trash scene. 446 volunteers with 40-gallon trash bags picked up beer cans, sandals, wrappers, and cigarette butts from six sites around the lake. They removed over 1,300 pounds of garbage from beaches, parking lots, and trails. Sounds like a lot, but it's down from 2023 when over 8,500 pounds of litter was collected. That was the year when volunteers compared the normally beautiful beach at Zephyr Shoals to a landfill full of beer cans and inflatable rafts and abandoned flip-flops. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
83 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time. It's 1220 if you're just joining us. The three big things that you need to know. Number one, more than 4,800 NV Energy customers without power this noon hour. It's not clear what caused the outage or when power will be restored. Number two, 30 arrests by the NHP, 20 of those for DUI statewide over the holiday weekend. Troopers making nearly 780 traffic stops. And Reno's police chief warning street racers and sideshow organizers, the police will no longer tolerate these events in the city any longer. It is our top national story. If you're a soccer / European football fan, you're going to want to listen to this. President Trump personally intervening in the case of a Team USA player who was banned from tonight's game, but now he's going to play.
They have ruled Belgium's appeal against the reinstatement of Flo Balogun for tonight's critical game as inadmissible. They say that Belgium was not a party to this process and therefore has no standing for that appeal. That means Flo Balogun is available for selection if, of course, head coach Mauricio Pochettino decides to put him in the team. I've also received a reaction from the Belgian Soccer Federation. They tell me, quote, the RBFA, that's the Belgian Soccer Federation, has informed the United States Soccer Federation that it contests the eligibility of the player.
And that's Fox's Jonathan Hutt in Seattle. The game is tonight. And do you think it's going to be a ratings winner? I do. Now with more, let's go back to Jerry.
Second Congressional District Republican candidate David Flippo has a scheduling conflict, so he is expected to join us here on the Noon News one day next week, and we'll let you know what day that is. Governor Joe Lombardo was sworn in last week as vice chair of the Western Governors Association. It's a group of governors from 22 Western states who work together on shared problems like energy, water, and housing without needing Congress to sign off first. The West is facing an energy crunch because of data centers. And last week, Lombardo joined 10 other Western governors, including Utah's Spencer Cox and New Mexico's Michelle Grisham, in signing a bipartisan agreement to speed up permitting for power lines that cross state borders. Monday through Friday, bus service from Topaz Ranch Estates to Gardnerville started today. It's an expansion of service by Douglas Area Rapid Transit, also known as DART. At Stateline, work on Highway 50 is taking a break this week for the celebrity golf tourney. But elsewhere around Tahoe, plenty of orange cones, 89 south of Myers, 89 Alpine Meadows to Truckee, and 267 out of Kings Beach all have road or utility work. More traffic, news ahead, and weather as well. It's 1223.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Emergency crews are on the scene of an injury collision on eastbound Interstate 80. It's between Keystone and Virginia Street. My traffic spies tell me there are three vehicles involved, but they are off to the side. Nevertheless, it is starting to slow things down. Consider taking McCarran and 4th as an alternate route. And there's still a broken down vehicle on State Route 28 at Washoe Mile Marker 2 up at Incline Village. Fortunately, the impact on traffic in that area is minimal. It is 82 degrees in Reno and in Smith Valley, 84 in Dayton, 69 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Not much to like about this July day. Going to be like the other days this week. Low 90s, plenty of sunshine, little breeze in the afternoon, and calm and comfortable conditions in the evening. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? 5? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. Windows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT Sports.
Aces had a four-win week last week. First time in about a month they picked up four wins in the week. They had a 2-1 win yesterday. Four pitchers combined for nine hits, just giving up one run. Ryan Waldschmidt had the offense for the Aces, a two-run homer. Saturday tickets are gone for the Celebrity Golf Tournament this week. A few week-long passes remain for Edgewood. Gabby Williams making the WNBA All-Star team. She has been a defensive All-Star in the past, but this year her offensive breakout season with Golden State getting her the top honors. I'm Greg Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
83 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno as we continue right along this Monday after your 4th of July. And it was a deadly holiday weekend in Southern Nevada. One is dead after a fiery multi-vehicle crash on I-15 in Southern Nevada, just across the Arizona state line in Mesquite, Nevada. Police say an RV was traveling southbound when it blew a tire and lost control. It ended up colliding with the trailer of a big rig on the other side of the road. The RV burst into flames. One dead at the scene. At least two other people rushed to the hospital. The crash shut down the interstate for part of the day. The crash remains under investigation. Well, a Terrible's situation, as the border town of Prim is now being operated by Terrible's, the convenience store owner. The company officially assured responsibility yesterday after the previous casino operator, Affinity Gaming, decided to leave. Terrible says they're offering jobs to every employee who wants to stay. That's about 300 people. The company says employee housing still open. Terrible's now has control of the Prim Valley Resort, Buffalo Bills, and Whiskey Pete's. Last week, the company took control of a Chevron gas station and several other businesses on the property. The Prim family continues to own the land, but now you might say it's just Terrible's. Sorry. The statewide average gas price is up by 1 cent. AAA says the average for a gallon of self-serve regular now $4.57. The most expensive average can be found in Mineral County, where gas is $5.45. The least expensive, that's in Lander County, where it's $3.72. Gas is now $4.94 in Washoe County, $4.58 in Clark County. And if you go to Fernley, we can get you gas for $4.15 a gallon. Well, we experienced the longest day of the year in June and the most sunshine in any day. Now we are losing it, and there's nothing we can do about that.
NASA says it's all about the Earth's tilt. As our planet orbits the sun, our daylight hours reduce. By the time we hit the winter solstice on December 21st, we'll have less than 10 hours of sunshine. That's more than a four-hour loss of daylight from summer to do stuff outside. Unless you're Superman, who has the power to change the Earth's tilt, there's nothing we can do about it. So get outside and enjoy what we have before it goes away. I'm Bree Tennis.
Is it progress or is it a brave new world? AI actress Tilly Norwood, she is not real. She is set to star in her first feature film.
Particle 6, the AI-focused studio behind Norwood, announced the comedy drama Misaligned Monday. The film will follow Tilly after she's convinced by a rogue bot from the dark web to abandon her guardrails and begin developing desires, impulses, and ambitions, making her more human. The project marks the first full-length AI feature film from the studio, who says traditional film professionals will work alongside AI specialists in order to complete the movie. The film is currently in early development. I'm at Mattinson.
I will not be seeing it. I like my actors real, even if they are liberals. FM Newstalk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump is taking credit for pushing FEMA to reconsider a red card against U.S. star Flo Balogun. Now, that would have kept him out of tonight's World Cup match against Belgium. He can now play despite an appeal by Belgium.
We heard directly from FIFA. They have ruled Belgium's appeal against the reinstatement of Flo Balogun for tonight's critical game as inadmissible.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, a preliminary hearing being held for the suspect charged with killing Charlie Kirk.
Tyler Robinson inside has been closely paying attention to the testimony and exhibits. This is the first time Erica Kirk has attended one of the court proceedings here. Our reporter in the courtroom says Erica is sitting next to Charlie's mom, and Erica put her head on the shoulder of Charlie's mom at one point. Also, Donald Trump Jr. inside the courtroom.
Fox's Matt Finn. America's listening to Fox News.
83 degrees right now, 12:31 here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, we do have breaking news that we first brought you at the top of the hour. More than 4,800 people are without power in Northwest Reno. NV Energy says the outage is happening in the area of Las Brisas and North McCarran Boulevard. It was first reported around 9:30 this morning. NV Energy says they do not have an ETA on when things will be back on. The cause of the failure is under investigation. We'll keep on top of that for you. Americans are living longer, and new federal data suggests life expectancy may be at an all-time high.
New CDC data shows the U.S. death rate fell to a record low in 2025, down nearly 5% from the year before. Life expectancy was already 79 years in 2024 and is expected to rise to a new record when final 2025 figures are released later this year. Fewer overdose and COVID-related deaths did help drive the improvement, although heart disease and cancer remain the nation's leading causes of death. I'm Monica Nelson.
Other business news, the president of the NCAA is pushing it back against prop betting at the collegiate level. During an interview with CBS, Charlie Baker said the practice of sports betting has changed the character and the culture of fandom. Prop betting involves gambling on a player or event that's not necessarily tied to a game's final score. Now, Baker, he was governor of Massachusetts until 2023, said student athletes likely have people in their circle asking them to rig their performances for the sake of making a profit. He called it incredibly demoralizing for student athletes, adding that he believes they're starting to win this discussion and this debate with the public. Could the transfer portal ending be right around the corner? FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
Hey, Reno Sparks. This is Sean from Sargent's, your local appliance expert. Question, with all the different appliance brands and types out there today, how do you know which one's the right one for your house? With over 50 years in business in Sparks, we know a thing or two about appliances. And like always, we service everything we sell. We have interest-free financing options available on approved credit. If you want to get taken care of during and after the sale and not have to call a 1-800 number, search for Sargent's Appliance in Sparks.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
This is Gabby from Master Service Plumbing. Family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, Mark runs the crews, and I keep the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
Another warm afternoon ahead, right around the seasonal temperatures, low 90s, 93 would be our average for the day. Overnight lows dropping to around 60, slightly warmer, not much, mid-90s by Friday and Saturday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson at Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Overall, the 4th of July weekend was a good one, but chaotic at Tahoe beaches. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Placer County Sheriff reports several beaches had to close because of unruly crowds creating an unsafe environment. The sheriff said large groups of teens had been partying around the lake since last Wednesday, and that underage drinking, widespread littering, and traffic chaos forced them to close the Lake Forest beaches near Tahoe City Saturday. Pretty crazy at Pyramid Lake, too. A fire broke out at Indian Head Beach on the 4th. A disaster was averted when authorities spotted an illegal campfire burning south of Tahoe at Luther Pass. Reno firefighters put out a brush fire nearby the Keystone Avenue Bridge Saturday. Then there was one by TMCC that night, possibly caused by illegal fireworks. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading, with the Dow wavering after notching an intraday high and briefly topping the 53,000 level. Tech is rebounding and reviving AI trade momentum. Memory chips are surging as semis regain their footing, while chip stocks are also rising. Shares of Advanced Micro Devices are popping 7% following an upgrade from Goldman Sachs. Goldman expects strong quarterly earnings from AMD and robust guidance. And shares of SpaceX are falling 3%. Elon Musk, artificial intelligence and rocket company, will be joining the tech-heavy index, the NASDAQ 100, ahead of the opening bell on Tuesday. The move comes just weeks after its blockbuster IPO. And Tesla stock is up 5%. The company said it started operating its AI robo-taxi business in Miami. Florida is the third state for Tesla's robo-service. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
And it is 12:37 right here on the KKFT News and Noon. So glad that you're with us here as we continue right along on this Monday back from your holiday weekend. And it is time right now on the News at Noon for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us as he always does right here at 12:35 on the KKFT News at Noon. Mike, how was your 4th of July?
Bang up 4th of July.
A blast, you might say. There you go. Well, hopefully you had a blast as well. You know, it's interesting. A lot more people are seeing a lot more 4th of July's these days. We just heard this report about people living longer, people living more fulfilling lives. Medical advances allow people to live better quality lives and have more years from them. And that means, I'm guessing, you need more for retirement, right?
Yeah, generally it creates a real retirement conundrum.
The ability to know when once you're in retirement how much to draw down on that retirement. There used to be a rule that was 4%. You can, you know, do average cost of living increases and then take 4% of whatever's there every year. And there's now people saying it could be as low as 3.5%, just so that you don't run out of money if you end up with a live long and prosper.
Yeah,
you don't want to outlive your retirement.
No, you certainly don't want that. So, I mean, what changes do you make to your retirement plan? I mean, what changes do you have to do to make sure that you can live and outlast your retirement plan?
Well, the reality is, unless you're going to end up offing yourself at the end,
oh dear,
you don't know when that day is going to be, and
sure,
you don't know what end of life care is going to cost. So basically, you have to plan to leave a significant amount of wealth to your heirs, or you're going to outlive it. So, and I think getting your mind around that first and foremost, and secondly, the thing that people can do if they find themselves short in retirement as they're living longer is do something to make a buck or two. Cutting costs alone isn't going to be able to really get you there. If you can find a side hustle, some form or fashion, become a YouTuber. Yeah. Do whatever you want. There's a couple twins on YouTube making millions right now. They're in their 80s, right? God bless them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's where, you know, find a side hustle, get a little, even the small dollars, even if you're making minimum wage, is going to make a big dent in drawing down that retirement to be able to, so you don't outlive it.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of retirement and how you plan for retirement, the Trump administration says they want to mirror Australia. Now, you've since spent some time in Australia and their retirement savings system. Australia's program requires companies to contribute 12% of their workers' pay into a retirement plan. Now, President Trump says his administration is going to try very hard to launch similar retirement accounts for adults here in the U.S. He needs Congress's help, which is, of course, not for certain, but 12% of their workers' pay into a retirement plan. I'm trying to wrap my head around the implications of that. 12% off the top automatically before anything.
Well, right now it's 6.2% times two because you're matching that, Greg.
Okay.
So that's 12.4%. So that's really no change.
All right.
They're just maybe have to rethink what we think we're telling you you're getting paid. Taking 12% off the top. The other cool thing about that Australia plan is they tax a little bit of it, so it's not completely tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And then the earnings on inside of it are taxed a little bit. But when you pull it out of retirement, no tax.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of this combination of a pre-tax 401k and a Roth IRA where they've said, hey, somebody's done the algebra. Say, okay, we'll tax a little bit as you go. Just keep the coffers going with the government. But then you're not going to have to worry about paying tax when you retire. And the other thing about that, Greg, is they'll put in 12% of your comp, but there's a limit, $32,500 of total comp that can go in there because the employee can still put in both from their check and they can also put in personal funds. So kind of like a Trump account of sorts. Hmm. So up to $5,000 that you can put in personally to fund that account. So, and the other thing is it's a significant change from how we do things in the United States of America.
Yes.
America is, is you can't touch it. Like, no. It's not like I'll touch and get penalized. You can't touch it till retirement. So, and that's where Australia is recognized as having, based on population, the best retirement in the world because it's mandatory.
Wow. Incredible. But Americans don't like being told what to do. We'll see what happens with that. All right. Thank you very much there. In case you need help with your retirement, Mike Bosman and the team at Keystone CPAs are here to help you out. Give them a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Keystone CPAs, they want to help you with a free one-hour consultation, no matter your financial situation. Mike, we will talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg.
All right. 1242 here on the KKFT News at Noon.
Well, last Friday, July 3rd, there was a head-on collision that occurred around 6 a.m. near Sleeping Elephant Ranch and Topaz Ranch Drive. Two people were killed at the scene, and a third person was airlifted to Brenown Regional Medical Center in Reno. The crash caused the vehicle to catch fire, and SR-208 was closed in both directions for several hours while the Nevada Highway Patrol and Douglas County Sheriff's Office investigated. I rerouted myself through that and saw that it was not a good scene at all. The cause of the collision and the identities of the victims have not been released yet. If you need a Raiders fix before the team begins training camp in a few weeks, your chance is coming up this week. There will be a big Vegas Raiders presence at the American Century Championship at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course. It runs Wednesday through Sunday, including practice rounds. It is considered one of, if not the top, celebrity golf tournament in the world every year. Raiders Pro Football Hall of Famers Marcus Allen, Tim Brown, who, by the way, made a hole-in-one in the tournament a couple of years ago, Charles Woodson and Jerry Rice are all scheduled to play at the event, and recent former Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Derek Carr and wide receiver Davante Adams are scheduled to play as well. From the Keystone CPA's new news poll, it is still up. Are you proud to be an American? 97.37% said yes, and the contrarians, 2.63% of them said no. FM News Talk time is 12:44.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Emergency crews are still on the scene of an injury collision on eastbound Interstate 80. It's between Keystone and Virginia Street. Three cars are involved. A lane is closed, backing things up in that area. Up in Sparks on State Route 439, also known as McCarran, right along 6th Street, there is a broken down vehicle in the intersection slowing things down. It is 84 degrees in Sparks, 82 in Minden, 83 in Yerington, 70 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
A very typical July day. We have low to mid 90 degree readings through the region. Going to warm just a little bit by the end of the week to the mid 90s, but by Sunday and Monday, we could drop back into the 80s. Weak cold front appears to be moving our way. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Guy Benson comes up at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Stay warm for less this winter with VM West. We've got a massive supply of seasoned Jeffrey pine ready to burn. From logs and rounds to split cords, we're offering the lowest prices in the Carson Valley area, guaranteed. Swing by for a quick pickup or take it easy with our reliable delivery service straight to your driveway. Don't get caught in the cold. Get the best wood at the best price today. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood. We bring the heat.
Access to affordable credit helps me pay my employees, but I don't really need it.
Inflation is killing me. But who cares? Big retailers are making record profits. That's why we support the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
See? Banks and credit unions help small businesses make payroll. This bill would cut the vital resources they need.
While increasing megastore profits. They deserve it, don't they?
Tell Congress, stop the Durbin Marshall money grab for corporate megastores.
Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
This is Blake Candriva, owner of Nevada Retirement Planners. As a Ramsey Trusted Advisor, our mission is simple, helping people make their retirement dreams come true. Whether retirement is around the corner or already here, we help you build a plan with clarity and confidence. With offices in Reno and Carson City, trusted guidance is close to home. Call 775-674-2222 or visit nvretirementplanners.com to schedule your complimentary retirement consultation.
Give your child a fighting chance with the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy Anti-Bullying and Children's Self-Defense classes. We're an approved facility for the Washoe County School District PE Options Program. Let us share our experience to teach your child self-defense, fitness, and sportsmanship. Come in to 1335 Air Motive Way in Reno or 301 Hot Springs Road No. 5 in Carson City for your free week of classes. For more information and a full class schedule, go to bjjreno.com.
Back to your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
And we have 85 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Well, theatergoers packed the box office for a patriotic tale over this 4th of July weekend. It actually did well.
A little patriotism went a long way at the holiday box office.
Tell your king we will never leave.
Young Washington, the drama about George Washington's early military days, opened nearly $21 million. The film, timed to America's 250th birthday, cost just $20 million to make. Critics were lukewarm, but audiences gave it an A cinema score and 92% positive audience score. Meanwhile, DC's Supergirl continued its free fall, plummeting 74% in weekend two to just $9.6 million. The $170 million film is now projected to lose Warner Brothers at least $100 million. Taking the top spot, Minions and Monsters. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Research conducted at Virginia Tech suggests that mosquitoes are learning to associate a common insect repellent with mealtime. A study published in the Journal of Experimental Biology focused on a type of mosquito that can spread diseases such as yellow fever, Zika, and dengue fever. It found that mosquitoes can learn to ignore low concentrations of DEET on the skin and begin to associate it with food. Researchers say DEET should still be used, but that applying it regularly may be more effective than applying a high dose just once. Federal health officials, meanwhile, are seeing the earliest start to the West Nile virus season in the U.S.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, at least 48 cases have been reported as of June 30th, and most of those involve severe neuroinvasive disease. The CDC recommends using insect repellent, wearing long, loose-fitting clothing, and avoid being outside between dusk and dawn to reduce the risk of mosquito bites, which can spread the virus. I'm Lisa Carton.
Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
Planning on grilling? A dietitian raising awareness of the dangers of grilling meat and carcinogens. The doctor with the Cleveland Clinic says grilling hot dogs, sausages, and bacon increases exposure to carcinogens, which can cause cancer, and recommends instead leaner meats like chicken breast, turkey breast, and lean ground beef.
When you grill meats, there are certain chemicals that can be released that have potential to be a carcinogen, which means it can lead to cancer growth or increased risk for cancer.
Dr. Julia Zappano recommends pre-cooking some of the meat because she says the longer the meat is exposed to flames, the higher chance of creating carcinogenic effects, but it tastes so delicious. Speaking of hot dogs and grilling, Joey Chestnut has won his 18th title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York City.
Chestnut dominated the men's competition on Saturday by eating 66 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. That's 10 short of his record of 76, but the 42-year-old Chestnut remains unbeaten since 2015. In the women's competition, Nikki Sudo cruised to her 12th win, topping her own record by eating nearly 39 hot dogs and buns. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk Time, 1251.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Gabby Williams has made the WNBA All-Star team. The Reed grad is having a breakout offensive season with Golden State in the WNBA. The Aces won 4 of 6 at Tacoma last week, 2-1 yesterday. Ryan Waldschmidt's two-run homer was all four pitchers needed for the win. Saturday tickets are gone for the Celebrity Golf Tournament this week. A few week-long passes do remain. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches in each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Have you ever considered what it would be like if you lost everything you had? Most of us think, well, it'll never happen to me.
Unfortunately, it does happen more often than you think. With wildfire a real risk, the extreme wind we get in northern Nevada also a big concern. You could be, in fact, you are at risk without good insurance and the company to help you in time of need. Warren Reed Insurance can provide the protection you need at an affordable price. Call me, Mike Downs, at 782-2277. That's 782-2277.
At Carson City Trailer, we have the solutions to keep you working or playing. Whether it's utility, equipment, dump, or horse trailers, we have what you need. Also, be sure to take advantage of our fully stocked parts department, and if you currently own a trailer, be sure to take advantage of our full service department. Carson City Trailer, 6441 Highway 50 East, 885-7444. Again, that's 885-7444.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Talk Weather.
Another warm afternoon ahead. Right around the seasonal temperatures, low 90s, 93 would be our average for the day. Overnight lows dropping to around 60. Slightly warmer, not much, mid-90s by Friday and Saturday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
85 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along this Monday. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just joining us, you should know that more than 4,800 customers, NV Energy customers, are without power in Northwest Reno. The utility says the outage is happening in the area of Las Brisas and North McCarran Boulevard. The power outage first reported around 9:30 this morning. It's not exactly cool outside, so the conditions are not ideal for a power failure. There is no ETA on things when things will be back on. The cause of the failure under investigation. We're also following the possibility of a teen takeover in Tahoe. The officials in Placer County were so worried about a teen riot over the 4th of July weekend that they shut several beaches in North Lake Tahoe down. Neighbors say there was underage drinking, widespread littering, and significant traffic impacts in the area. Things were back to normal on Sunday. Well, word is that Governor Lombardo has a few new supporters in his reelection bid, and they come from a very surprising place.
I'm a Democrat, and I'm supporting Governor Joe Lombardo.
Not because we agree on everything, but because Nevada's future is bigger than politics.
At a time when so many politicians are focused on scoring points, Governor Lombardo has focused on solving problems.
He's shown that real leadership isn't about party labels. It's about bringing people together.
The governor's reelection campaign introducing Democrats for Lombardo. They even have their own website. The governor says he's honored to have them on board. Well, prosecutors in Provo, Utah are trying to make their case against the accused Charlie Kirk murderer, Tyler Robinson. Kirk's widow in the courtroom. Robinson's attorney cross-examined former Utah Valley University police officer Chris Bagley about the security in place near the rooftop where the shooter allegedly positioned themselves.
To me, it looks like a sniper pad, a person that has been laying in a prone position, and you've got markings of elbows, knees, and feet to where somebody was in the line of sight of where Charlie's tent was.
The team of prosecutors aim to convince a judge they have enough evidence to try Tyler Robinson and seek the death penalty. The week-long preliminary hearing marks the first time Kirk's widow, Erica, and his parents are in the same room with the man accused of killing him. The family exited the proceedings when an officer began describing the shooting. Robinson is accused, of course, fatally shooting Kirk at Utah Valley University last September. That's going to be a lot. We're going to hear from that trial. And that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the KKFT News at Noon. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're so glad that you stopped on by, and we hope that you'll stop on by again tomorrow for all the latest news from your Monday and your Tuesday morning, because we will have it all for you right here. For, of course, Jerry, for Phil, for Greg, my name is Greg Nift, and we hope that you make it a great day, everyone. So long.
Come down and waste away.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.